It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Film Festival Radio is superstars and future stars together on the same show. It's groovy movies, music around.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Film Festival Radio Show. This is Janice Malone, hosting here, bringing you another one of our wonderful guests. And this time, we will be speaking to executive producer of the six-part series titled The Class. Her name is Nicole Hurd, and she is also president of Lafayette College. Now, this series, as I said, is a six-part limited docuseries. It's also executive produced by David Diggs, who is a Tony and Grammy Award winner known for working on Blindspotting, Snowpiercer, and Hamilton. Again, along with our guest, Nicole Hurd, as serving as the co-executive producer. This six-part limited series was produced by filmmakers Adam Fenderson and Jay Fenderson. They are a husband and wife duo. And this award-winning filmmaking team, this is their first original television series for their production company titled Three Frame Media. So The Class, episode one, premiered on March 18th on PBS. You can see everything on PBS. And it was filmed during the pandemic, during 2021, the school year. And so The Class, what it does, it follows six very ambitious students from Deer Valley High School in Antioch, California, as they navigate the ups and downs of distance learning during the pandemic shutdown. And it just kind of looks at them up close and personal on their hopes and dreams of going to college, as well as what their home life is like. So we are approaching the five-year mark since the pandemic. Oh, God, I can't believe it was that long ago. For this series, as I said, it was filmed during the 2021 school year then. And so what it does, it offers an in-depth look at the educational inequalities, the mental health struggles, and also focuses on the school counselor shortage that really has been a problem throughout schools throughout the country. And again, this is a six-part series airing on PBS. Check your local listings for the exact time slot in your city. So you can also see the series on the PBS app. So now let's take a listen to my recent interview with The Class series co-executive producer, Nicole Hurd. And as I said, she's also the president of Lafayette College. So let's take a listen to that chat right now. I just want to let all of our listeners know that we have our next guest on board. Her name is Nicole Hurd, and she is one of the executive producers of the upcoming six-part series titled The Class that will be premiering March 18th on PBS. And in addition to being, this is a very busy lady, one of the executive producers, you are also, Nicole, the president of Lafayette College. Now, is that in Pennsylvania?
Yes, that's in Pennsylvania, and so excited to be talking to you and talking to everybody about this great docuseries we've got coming up on PBS.
Okay, and again, it is titled The Class, six-part original series. We need to put that in there as well. So, all right, this is a series about a very unique group of high school. Were they all seniors at the time? They were. So just tell us, give us the synopsis in your own words.
Absolutely. So this is a story of six amazing young students out of Deer Valley High School, which is in Antioch, California. And what we did is we taped those six students and their advisor, Cam. So before I came to Lafayette College, I ran a national organization called the College Advising Corps that puts recent college graduates into high schools to help more students go through the college going process. So whether that's helping a student with a community college or with a four-year institution, you know, it's really a belief that we live in a democracy and an economy where we need our students to have post-secondary credentials beyond high school. And so Cam, the advisor who you will all fall in love with, Cam is just amazing. But Cam was a recent graduate of UCLA, was part of our work in Northern California. And he went back to his alma mater. He went back to Deer Valley High School and helped these students navigate the path to college. And what's particularly compelling is it was during the pandemic. So we have these six young people who are distance learning, who are struggling like all of us did with isolation. And it's a high stakes year because it's the year they're applying to college.
Oh, my goodness. And as we all know, when it's two times in high school for kids, prom and applying to college, those are their big major events for these kids, all kids pretty much across the nation. So what were, I mean, you, as you said, this was pandemic time. Oh, my goodness. What were some of the biggest challenges that all of you faced during production? Of course, wearing the mask, but what else?
So, you know, Jay and Adam Funderson, who are brilliant directors, they really spent, you know, 65 days filming. We were in, you know, again, so grateful to these students to open up their homes and open up their Zoom screens and really spend time with us. But, you know, what we want to do is tell stories of impact. I think that's what this work does the best is it's not just watching it. It's a call to action. And, you know, every single one of us needs to hear those four words, I believe in you. Every single one of us needs to be encouraged. And that pandemic cut us so much from those ties that bind us together. And frankly, I think one of the things I see as I watch it now, especially sitting in the higher education area, we still haven't recovered in a lot of ways, right? We still have, you know, learning loss. We still have students that weren't ready for distance learning and are somehow behind in their academic lives. But we also lost some of our social connections during that empathy muscle where we hear and see and value and care for each other. And so I think there's something really compelling about the series, not only to go back and revisit that year that we all went through together and take some lessons learned from Cam and his six students, but there's really some lessons that are current for our moment right now about empathy and belonging to each other and the importance of education.
Now, how did the idea come about to put all of this on film? Whose idea was that? How did you get involved? Just give us that story.
Yeah, so I was running the College Advising Corps, met Jay and Adam, and they're incredible filmmakers and storytellers. And we decided we would do a story following one of the advisors and some students. What we didn't know is that as soon as we cast this, we go into a pandemic. So I remember Adam and Jay called and said, are we still doing this? This is going to be really interesting. And, you know, I do believe that it was a moment where we need to be brave. And so we forged on and taped during the pandemic, as you said, with masks and shields and testing and all sorts of things that none of us ever thought we'd have to do to tell this story. But I think there was something at that moment where I felt like it's time to be brave and tell this story. And then the other executive producer is my dear friend and colleague in this work, David Diggs. So David's from the Bay Area. He was on the board of the College Advising Corps at the time. And, you know, when we went into the pandemic, David and I think we Zoomed with all 31 of our chapters at that moment just to make sure everybody was okay and to tell them how important the work was, that they still needed to make sure these young people didn't lose their college opportunities. So it was really a labor of love. And it was really a need to tell these stories that, again, all of us need to hear, which is, do we have people in our lives that are inspiring us, that are guiding us? You know, the counselor to student ratio in this country is something we don't talk about. It's abysmal. It's, you know, 450-1. In California, it's more like 800-1. So who are the caring adults? Who are the peers and the near peers that can hold us and lift us up and make sure we shine even when things are tough?
And I also want to note for people who are saying, where have I heard that name from? David Diggs. Tony and Grammy winner known for Blindspotting, Snowpiercer, and Hamilton. That's your friend. And also,
that's our friend. and he's amazing. And look, this is one of the things, really great artists give voice. And one of the reasons why I love him so much is he's an artist that gives voice, whether that's in Blindspotting or what he's doing by supporting this work. And he also sees what we're talking about, this need for empathy, this need for opportunity, this need for our students to understand that our democracy, our sense of community is dependent on us showing up for each other and doing this kind of work.
Now, I would assume you're talking about a high school class, a fairly large size. What was the process of how did you end up selecting these particular six students out of a large class like that?
So Cam started to do his outreach to the students as he was doing his work. And, you know, these six popped up for a variety of reasons. I can't wait for everybody to see them. They're such compelling young people. And again, I think there's something about being vulnerable and telling your story. These six in particular were willing to go places where I'm not sure everybody would be willing to go. But what you're going to see in them, and I say this all the time, you know, our students are sparks. And when given the opportunity to really push themselves and be supported and given resources, they really do become fireworks. And so I think you'll see in the arc of this season, they have real challenges. This isn't just, you know, six high performing students that have nothing go wrong. These are six really thoughtful young people that go through life struggles. And so you're going to see everything that we all dealt with in the pandemic, right? There's mental health issues there. There's family issues there. They're doubting yourself. I mean, all of us, again, you know, here I am sitting as a college president. I'll be the first one to tell you, everybody has imposter syndrome. Everybody has moments where they wonder if this is where they should be, right? Everybody thinks about what does it mean to put myself out, whether that's in a personal statement for a college or that's, you know, somebody who's listening that might be thinking about a different job. We all have these moments where we need people to remind us that we have power and that we have the ability to do great things when we do it with others' help and support.
Now, we have mentioned Mr. Cam, full name Cameron Smith Temple. He's Deer Valley High School's advisor, college advisor there. So tell us a little bit more about, and the kids affectionately, of course, call him Mr. Cam. Give us some more information about how unique this gentleman is.
So, you know, if one of the things we've been talking about is every school had a Cam, what a world we would live in. So Cam, you know, has this great story himself, right? He was originally from Oakland, ended up going to high school in Antioch at Deer Valley. So he's back at his alma mater. Cam also is going through his own journey, and you see this. He's applying to graduate school while he's doing this work. But he talks about in the documentary about how, you know, he was a good student, but didn't actually know enough to apply to college the way that maybe he could have, didn't have some of the social capital and other things to go through that process. Again, the counselor student ratio in California is 800-1. And so he ended up transferring. He went to community college and transferred to UCLA. So he had his own educational journey. And I think what you see in Cam is that beautiful idea that when you walk through the door of opportunity, your job is not to let it shut, but to pull the next person through. And so you can't help but be inspired by Cam, his commitment to his students, but also his sense of paying things forward and making sure that structures and systems really lift people up. It's incredibly inspiring to watch Cam.
Well, I have two last questions here. So has Mr. Cam and the six students, I should say, that were involved in the taping, is everybody seen the finished product, or are they going to see it for the first time when it premieres on March 18th on PBS?
So they all haven't seen the finished product, but the good news is this. We're all together. We'll be actually seeing each other. We know where everybody is. We know how the stories are in 2025. I won't spoil it for your viewers because I want them to watch. But the good news is we are all still in touch with each other. And there's some really inspiring and thoughtful ways that you'll see not only the arc of their journey, but we are keeping in touch now, which gets me very excited to see. You know, this is it. We're at the 5-year anniversary of the pandemic. It's great to see these young people and what they've achieved.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear everybody's okay. We'll be tuning in to find out just how okay they are, but just to know that everybody lived happily ever after and are still living happily ever after.
And still showing up for each other. And again, I think the beauty of this story is about two things. Really, it's about opportunity and the importance of education. And it's also about this sense of empathy and community and how we belong to each other. And I'm hoping people will see both those things in this docuseries and take away some action items. Again, this is not just a story to tell. There's real impact and there's real lessons learned and there's ways that we can make things going even better going forward by watching this and talking about those lessons.
Now, is this your first time working on a big television project like this? And do you plan on working with your friend, David, on some future entertainment endeavors?
So it's the first time for me. I will say, you know, Adam and Jay and Debbie, we've all talked about how meaningful this has been. There's talk about, you know, should we have another series? Should we, you know, this could be something that we can go visit in other markets and other schools, because the story is actually timeless. The story of opportunity and the story of who we want to be as a country and how we empower young people. That's a story we need to keep telling. So stay tuned. But I will say, like lots of things in life, if you are working with people you are loving and you are telling stories that make a difference, it doesn't get any better than that.
Okay. And does the class have its own website? I know we can go on PBS, but does it have its own individual?
Yes, it does. Okay. Yes, it does. So, and actually, I would encourage people to check us out. We also have an Instagram page, and there's ways to follow the social media, but we're the class. documentary.com.
Okay. And on Instagram, I don't know, kids love Instagram more than life, and TikTok. And TikTok. So what about those handles?
That's absolutely right. So that handle is the class doc.
Okay.
So the class DOC. And you'll see there's some absolutely awesome photography of Cam and the students already up. But we also, again, we'll keep taking this all over the country. So stay tuned. We'll be out and about having some conversations about this, premiering in a number of locations, and then obviously encouraging everybody to watch it on PBS.
Wonderful. That is so wonderful, especially touring around the country with it, relating to, you know, people of that demographic. That's wonderful to hear. So
we all need to hear I believe in you. So we're going to take this wide and keep inspiring people with stories that matter.
Absolutely. Well, again, the class 6-part miniseries premieres March 18th on PBS. Nicole Hurd, you are one of the executive producers and also president of Lafayette College, along with your friend, David Diggs. So thank you, all of you, for your time and effort to put this together. And we all need to see these inspirational projects like this. So thank you so much for your work.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, hopefully I'll talk to you in your next project.
You're on. We'll do that.
Deal. Okay. Thank you then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.